Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to Imperfect Brilliance. This is Betsy McLaughlin, your host for the show, and I have the pleasure of welcoming today Rachel Silber. Welcome, Rachel. Thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you for having me. I'm really, really grateful. I wonder what we're going to play with and discover and enjoy today. I love the intro. We're going to laugh through this whole hour and magically come through the other side and have a smile on our face to be able to receive so much more in the world. I love that. That was really cool.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And we're going to be talking today about the gift of the future, walking with the whispers. Oh, I love deepening those words.
Yeah, I really love that because it's not resisting them or, you know, yeah, smacking our head against the wall and recreating and recreating and recreating whatever we've created before, which hasn't necessarily worked for us anyway. It's actually going towards, you know, walking towards this. I don't know if you've seen the movie Frozen or Frozen 2, where they were going towards the sound, you know, I can hear you. Da, 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 da. It's like this whisper, this calling that she had that she just felt she had to follow. And it's like that, you know, the future is whispering to us. And most of the time we're so busy banging our heads against the wall that we can't even hear those whispers over the cries of pain and anguish and frustration and whatever else we've got going, you know, and we keep smacking our heads. Doing the same old, same old.
That is so true. And, you know, I just could see myself in the corner and I can't get out of the corner. You know, like the, you know, that little automatic vacuum cleaner that you can set, you know, and it goes around and vacuums. And it's like, you know, it's just had this image of it, something being stuck in the corner and just hitting there over and over and over again. And so what if the future is actually nudging at us and whispering and tugging possibilities, and we're banging our head in the corner and totally not paying any attention at all to what adventures actually are asking to be born and created and thought of and explored.
And even just experienced, you know? It doesn't even have to be something like, oh, the universe stops and these angels drop from the sky and go, oh, la la, she made that choice. No, it's just this, experience, you know? We get to live. We are in the joy of the living of all of this and wow, with gratitude for all of these experiences that we're having, how much more magic can it be? Yeah, we've got one of those little vacuum cleaner things and it gets stuck. which is really funny because we've got a house full of animals. We've got cats, we've got a dog, we've got turtles, and you know, we used to have a fish. He's a recently departed member of the family, but you know, he wasn't making a furry mess on the floor. So we got one of those thingies, but our house, it's funny, it's not flat and straight and plain. There are steps going down to the living room, steps going down, you know, between the floors of the house, different steps and different things where that little machine gets stuck everywhere and cries out for help. Beep, 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 beep. You know, like, rescue me. So really, it's nothing is about rescuing. It's just turning and going in a different direction. And then we don't have to keep getting stuck.
So just turn and go in a different direction, and you don't have to continue being stuck. Rachel, before we talk anymore, I would like people to know a little bit more about you. Your the bio that you sent me, I love. It's probably my favorite bio that I've read, and it's Rachel is a wanderer, a wanderer. A facilitator, spelled F-A hyphen S-I-L-L-Y hyphen tater, like a tater tot. And that just cracked me up. Like, I love it. She's obviously somebody who enjoys having a great time. She's a speaker, she's an author, a change maker, a friend, a wife, a mom, and, you know, probably about a billion other things as well. And I met Rachel, I don't even know how long ago, but we met through Access Consciousness, and she's always so full of joy and light and possibilities. It's always just, you light up my world when I see you, and even when we're in classes, and there might be some heavy-duty changes or facilitation afoot. Even then, you have such an amazing gift and presence and the invitation for possibility. So that is a little teeny bit about Rachel. And Rachel, is there anything you would like to add to that?
Just a huge thank you. Wow, like a thank you for receiving me. It's one of those things that, you know, some people would say, you know, but that's your greatest wrongness. You don't take anything too seriously. You're very chaotic. I had a friend that I played with for years who was very organized, ordered, structured. Everything had to be very professional and appear a particular way. And Jesus, as hard as I tried to be like that, I kept blowing it for her. I don't necessarily mean to break out in song or laugh at the strangest things, but really one of the greatest gifts since I took my first Bard class in 2011 has been having a sense of humor, has been laughing, has been relaxing around life. Life is life. What do we do with it? That's up to us. So we can choose to have it, you know, run us over. And I've been there and I've done that. In all honesty, I've been through a lot. I was diagnosed when I was in college what do you call that thing? Jeez, it just left my head entirely. Oh, bipolar. So I was diagnosed and medicated for being bipolar. And I was depressed for probably a good 10 to 15 years I was in therapy. And then I found Access. You know, I gave up on therapy and said something different better be showing up because this shit ain't working. And I found Access and I learned to laugh. And man, I was one of the most serious and significant people that you would ever meet beforehand. And it's such a difference. The only difference is that willingness to turn around and go in another direction. You know, yeah. You know, after 15 years of banging my head against this wall, I got a bit of a bruise and it's, you know, my head's a little bloody and I can choose something else. So now what else is available here? Without even knowing the question specifically beforehand, but that energy of this no longer works, now what? I was able to invite a new possibility in. And thankfully, I was cute enough or whatever to actually listen to the whisper and say, I'm having this. Thank you. Thank you for receiving it.
You're so welcome. Thank you for also hearing me and receiving that as well. And I wonder how that ties into our conversation today about the future. So what do you know there?
Wow. Well, I mean, look at even how this conversation came together in 5 minutes, you know, or 10 minutes or something like that from last night. It's just a little whisper and a little something that just brings that smile or that lightness to your world. And then without having to figure out anything, because really whenever I try to figure out anything, I get stuck in the figuring. And then I never find my way out of it. It becomes like a trap where I'm trying to figure out the technical aspect, figure out how to get it perfect, figure out how to do whatever it is just the right way. And then I forget about lightening up. I forget that it's a joke. It becomes very formal, very significant. It's no more fun. And it stops. Literally, it just stops. And that's why I put facilitator, because I'm willing to be whatever that energy is, not taking myself seriously and saying, well, I wonder, literally, I'm a wonderer. I wonder what's next? What's going to put a smile on my face? And it is getting out of the head and just listening. Literally listening. It's that being so present, not distracted, but so present with what is, not in stories of what didn't work, not in how to get anything right and perfect and correct, just, I wonder. And it is amazing what begins to land in your lap or to light up, you know, a little path that you can walk along and walk towards what it is that you'd like to have. But it takes asking, what would I like to have? What would I like to be? What would I like to contribute, to change, to choose? What would I like to have as a future? And it goes beyond each of us individually, because every time each of us asks, it begins this wave of asking and of having and of being that goes through the world for everybody. And I love that. I have no idea what this is going to look like. But even the COVID stuff is really weird. My daughter says, could we just play reset on 2020? I don't know. This has been a really interesting year. Definitely different. Not easy. How much ease can we have with all of this? And what could the gift be when we gift ourselves that space of wonder and relaxation with it and see what goes on? What else is possible?
When we gift ourselves the relaxation, and again, going back to the not bashing your head in the wall, in the corner, and actually relax and allow ourselves to be with that, be with yourself, be with the energy of whatever is asking to be created. That is such a yummy place to talk about and ask for your future to be created from. So I think, you know, I would love to ask you, what do you do when... What do you do to get yourself out of when you're in the corner bashing your head?
Well, I got a few secret tools.
I take some aspirin and...
No, actually, I don't. It was really interesting. We had a really intense training, fun intense training with Dr. Dane here, the co-creator of Access, a couple of weeks ago. And on one of those days, there's a point on the head that we relate to a lot of form and structure. And it was on the right side of my face, and it felt like it was going to explode and actually swole up. The right side of my face swole up, and it was all around my eye, and what am I unwilling to see, and all this form, structure, and significance. And I still wouldn't take any medication, not from I refused, but just my body didn't desire any.
Right.
No, I don't typically go to the aspirin first. No. I'll ask my body, hey, dude, what would you like? And a lot of times it's somebody please run my bars, which is one of those points with the form and structure. So, yeah, I do that. Another thing I do is take some time for me. Something I've been doing the last couple of weeks, and it's contributed so much, is to sit in my backyard. I put my feet on the ground, barefoot. It's been raining here so much that the grass is moist anyway, and I just sit on it, and I allow myself to just relax, connect with the earth, and just go, wow, I wonder what's going on. I wonder what is the gift of this. I wonder what else is possible. And a bit of turning into I Wonder Woman, but there's also this melting and receiving, you know, with the planet and with the earth, and letting go of some of the kind of the buzz that so many of us use devices where, you know, so much electrical currents and everything else that we're aware of, polarity of things, the positive, the negative. It just feels like, I can just stick my feet in this amazing grass and just let all that stuff go. I don't have to be my past. I don't have to be those experiences. What else is available now? And the earth contributes.
What a great place to have our first break. With Rachel Silver today. We'll be back very soon. Stay tuned for more.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. This is Betsy McLaughlin here today with Rachel Silver, and we are talking about the gift of the future and walking with the whispers of what that might look like. And Rachel was sharing some questions right as we went to break about what she will ask if she might be in a space where she's not really thinking about the future or the gift or the joy, might not having a joyous moment. So are there any other questions or tips that you would like to share?
Yeah, I would also say this is
kind of funny because I have an office space that I opened in December, just before all this corona shmorona stuff. So I opened an office in December for classes and for, you know, having our weekly bars exchanges here in Guatemala to have a place where everybody can get together with, you know, lots of ease. And I called it the space of possibilities so that other people could have their classes there or other things, and it could be a space of contribution. Now, having to have it be closed since we are under extreme lockdown here in Guatemala, they don't allow centros comerciales, malls, and this is in an office building attached to a mall, and those have to be shut down now. So we don't have the space there. So I opened up a Facebook group when all of this was going on, and this Facebook group is also called Space of Possibility. So I hop in there and I'll grab a book or an exploration, or recently it's been what have I been avoiding. So there's this amazing book. It's not the first access book that most people would pick up and read. That I would highly recommend be something like Being You, Changing the World, or something of that nature, which is quite an invitation. This one is called Blessed Possibilities. And it was really interesting because this is a book that I'd been resisting reading since I bought it 4 years ago. Utterly refused. And so I looked at that and said, you know what? If I am avoiding something so dynamically, it's got something for me. And I have to say, every chapter that I've been going through, it's as if the founder of Access, Gary Douglas, who is the author of this book, who's the person that this book was based on an event that he had facilitated, it's as if he's talking directly to me about every single place where I've been sticking myself and I've been, you know, living as normal and not being willing to step up and not be recognized as you know, whatever, as an authority, or not recognize the contribution of the weird and strange things, like maybe somebody not desiring to speak with me. Well, what is the gift in that situation? I was just listening to the ad that was playing about alone together. Well, what if we're not really alone, no matter how much somebody says keep socially distant? When I go back and I recognize I'm an infinite being, infinite has no end. How could that possibly be alone? It may look lonely by our definition at the moment. Mm-hmm. What magic is available to us when we look beneath the surface? That to me is a blessed possibility. So I love the book. If anybody really wants to dive off the deep end and really explore, it's a phenomenal book for that. And it has been, what have you been avoiding? What have you been refusing to do and to be? Just because it was like, I don't really have the time. Would you allow yourself the gift of what's possible? I know in the United States it's maybe a little bit different than it is in Guatemala. We have curfew hours and BS days where we're allowed to drive out and days we're not. So we're a little more homebound than maybe you are in the States. But it's the same kind of thing. If we didn't look at it as a limitation, but we looked at it as a gift, what could we uncover and discover in that? And it may be 5 days of just sleeping straight out. And what if that's okay? If your body requires that, you know, to kind of detox from all the mind chatter and all the banging the head in the same spot over and over. Okay, and then what? What would be fun? If you could have it be anything, what would you choose? And what if you just began to entertain a tiny little movement in that direction each day, whatever it is?
These are wonderful questions. Yeah, those were wonderful questions, Rachel. I was just letting the words kind of permeate out, and because there was so much there. And in that, there's the gift of asking questions, and it is something that I talk about a lot on this show, and it has totally transformed my life continues to. And I would love to touch a little bit on what, for you, what has asking questions, what has that gifted you now and for your future?
Wow. Asking questions in general.
Honey, I'm going to interrupt you for one second. I'm sorry. I'm going to interrupt you for 1 second. You sound a little muffled. I don't know if you changed your headset.
Is it better?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Start over.
Put the phone down. Okay. Questions for me are amazing because they don't limit what can show up. The thing is, and this is what's really been interesting for me, because I used to ask, prior to having these tools and asking, knowing about open-ended questions with no particular response in mind, I used to look for the right answer. I used to look for, give me that one tool or that one magic thing that's gonna, you know, bibbidi-bobbidi-boop me into the future or into consciousness or into something, you know? Do it for me, baby! You know, rather than, wow, you know, I could choose any of these. And when you ask an open-ended question, like, for example, what else is possible? Or what question can I be here that will change this? Or what contribution am I that I haven't noticed yet? Or what can I acknowledge about this change? Anything like that that's open-ended, it's not just one way. It's not a one-direction thing. Suddenly all these little nooks and crannies and doorways and cracks and, you know, lights are twinkling from different directions because it opens up. Every time we ask a question, it opens up different possibilities, not just directly in front of us, but almost through the fabric of space and time. It's like the universe is listening to have some way of being able to reach us. And the only way that it can reach us is through those questions. It can literally begin to shift and change how things show up in the world based on the question that we're willing to be. And that, to me, is the beauty of an open-ended question, because it's not ended, actually. It's continuing, and it's a continuation, and then everything in our life becomes this living, this choosing, this experiencing, and this ongoing exponentializing, expanding, expansive, amazing, more for ourselves and for the world.
So it really truly is like an ad infinitum where it does keep on going and it morphs and changes, and the more questions you ask, and the more you're willing to receive everything.
Yeah.
More gifts.
Very much
more
so.
Opportunities, more possibilities, more everything. And it no longer is a limited reality that you're living in. Is that what you're finding as well?
That's exactly what I'm saying and exactly what I'm finding. It takes us out of the limited conclusions that are generally based on what other people may have told us, or maybe even things that we've experienced in our younger years, you know, or whatever, decisions that we've taken based on different experiences, like, oh, I will never do that again, or, oh, that
right.
is dangerous, or, oh, that hurts. And it's almost as if, you know, when we do that, when we work with all those conclusions rather than open-ended questions, it's as if we put this electrical barbed wire fence around us and we try to stay away from it lest we get zapped and then you know we'll feel this pain, so we stay away and we use all these conclusions to give us this sense of protection and definition and barriers. This is what I know to be true. Well, what if we don't? If I know not this, what else is possible? If I have no concept, no conclusion, no givens about how the universe works, I wonder how it can surprise me. I wonder how I can perceive it differently. I wonder what else is available that I've never noticed yet because I was so busy trying to hide away from that electrified wire that had been around me. If I were willing to be space, uncontained and undefined, where all possibilities are available, as you said, ad infinitum, it just keeps going and going. And then everything begins to contribute to you. Like what I was saying before with the grass and the earth and the animals and the trees and the breeze and the clouds and the raindrops that dance on our skin. And everything is there just saying, will you receive? Will you receive? Will you receive? And most of the time we're so busy concluding it out of the world rather than including all the possibilities that are there and available for us.
Yes. And it's almost like we are, you know how when you're a kid and you don't want to listen to, let's say, your parent, and you're like, got your fingers up to your ears and you're going, oh, I'm not listening. Oh, I can't hear you. Exactly. So how much of that do we do to the possibilities, opportunities, to the future, all of the things that we desire, because we're so busy going, oh, well, I'm not listening, that we don't see it or hear it.
That's actually really brilliant. Really, really brilliant, Betsy, because I just got the awareness of that la 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 la. I got the whole, like, the movie with the kid doing the la 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 la
yep.
and not hearing anything and shutting everything out so dynamically
yep.
that the
yep.
only thing that you can hear is that repeating loop or that, like, movie in your head of whatever point of view or whatever judgment or whatever story that you've been holding on to. You know,
mm-hmm.
rather than being present and receiving barriers down, as we say in Access, like that barbed wire electrified fence around us isn't required. We can just let all that down, expand, and just be with what is. If we're willing to be enough space, that stuff can't hurt us, not the infinite being that we be. And so what contribution could it be if we're not holding on to a story that we have to be scared or wary or, you know, defend against anything? What if everything is there to be a contribution?
What if? What if everything is there to contribute to you? What a great question. And going to the wonder questions that you were mentioning earlier, I wonder, and then what would you ask after that?
Pretty much anything. I wonder, what do I know here? I wonder, what would I like? I wonder, how much pleasure could I have? I wonder, how could this turn out better than anything I could ever even imagine? I just, a constant, like, wow, what would I like? And it's this fairy tale dreaming, you could say, but it's not really just a dream. It's so much beyond that. It is being willing to invite the universe to play with us and to contribute to this more kind of a world. And that's how the universe can respond. It responds to those questions. It's excluded every time we make a conclusion or a judgment or a decision, oh, things can't work this way, or it can't be that easy. Well, you've just made sure that you'd have lots of difficulty. Or if you defend yourself as being, you know, I'm a great problem solver, well, guess what you'd have to do the rest of your life?
Oh, yeah.
You have to keep finding problems to solve. I mean, like,
I know that one
how
very
bored
well.
Yeah, likewise. Likewise. My husband and his, at one of his former places where he had worked, they would do like a, every Friday they would have like a team meeting and they would bring them, you know, an outfit of whatever like character or whatever characteristic that they have. And they gave him the outfit of being a firefighter because he was so good at, you know, like that last second putting out the fires. He saves the day. Dun, dun, dun. You know, he goes in and saves the day. But how many fires would you have to be able to save the day? And very interesting, you were speaking about a storm earlier. I told you we have one brewing, so we're being serenaded by the rain. But see, what if that too isn't a wrongness? It's part of the beauty that's there to give.
in every moment if you're willing to receive it.
I love this so much. Wow, Rachel. And you can kind of hear that in the background, and I wonder what contribution the rain is gifting us as we go to our next break. Hang on, you guys. We'll be back before you can miss us too much.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey, Anne, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm grateful that you're here today listening to Imperfect Brilliance with Rachel Silber, my guest today, and I'm met Betsy McLaughlin. And Rachel, if anybody would like to get more information about you, how to find you, how could they do that?
Well, they can send me an email, my first name and last name, so it's pretty easy, rachel@silbers.com. SILBERS.com. So they could send an email. They could find me at UBJoy.com. Literally, the letter U, the letter B, and the word joy.com, all written all together. Or they can find me on Facebook, The Joy of Being, and they'll find me there. I'm also, I think, The Joy of You or something like that. I can't remember what the thing is exactly in Instagram, but I'm there also. And I love to share the things that most inspire me or move me. And it's so many of these tools have been such a gift that I love to make little graphics with the tools or share information about the tools or have sessions with people about the change that they can have whenever they're ready to make a little light of what's going on and shed a little light so that they can choose more lightness. Facilitating all the way, literally. Silly.
Well, and you are such an invitation, and you've got joy in several of the things that you even mentioned, the word joy, and in your Instagram, in your Facebook, in other things that you've created. And I wonder, even how does the word itself contribute to the future, to today and the future that you are looking to create?
Yeah, especially for a person who was so diagnosed with being depressed and all of that, to have joy, joy, joy. what I got is that's really why we're here. I mean, what's the point of being here if we're here to suffer? I don't get that. And so for me, joy and the willingness to be joy and to explore more joy and to choose joy and to make that a priority, that's, to me, our job, literally. Like, that's our whole, like, priority of living, is to actually enjoy ourselves, to invite more pleasure into our life, to not shun it, to not have to, you know, have to have pain and suffering and gory for everything. But truly, look, it's even in the mantra, all of life comes to us with ease, with joy, and with glory. And with a lot of rain, apparently.
Oh, the universe desires to contribute to us.
Totally, totally. And I'm so getting it. It's like a dance. That's the thing. How much do we shut out or do we make wrong that's actually attempting to contribute to us? Mm-hmm. So how many things that could be this contribution we've defined as a difficulty or as a problem or as a challenge, when actually it's just presenting itself to you for a contribution or for a change or for a different way of looking at it that'll open up, you know, totally different avenues and possibilities. Like, let's go in a different direction, you know? So, awesome. I'm going to step inside and see if it's a little quieter here.
Wonderful.
But that's part of the gift, if we're willing to be it.
So you mentioned that you used to be depressed. And what do you attribute changing to creating a life of joy?
Well, I don't remember where I heard this metaphor, but it's something that really, really, really contributed to my life. I got, you know, just like the first commandment in excess consciousness, the first key to total freedom is that we are an infinite being. Like, acknowledge, we're an infinite being. So I look at the infinite being like the sky, this amazing blue, phenomenal sky that's there and available for all of us to look at anytime. Although currently mine is covered by storm clouds. I can't even see a tiny patch of blue because it's all, you know, with gray and black and dark clouds everywhere. But it was blue this morning. And I know it'll be blue again, maybe not tomorrow, maybe yes, I don't know. But it's constantly a movement. The clouds that are in front of the sky are not the sky itself. So the thoughts and the feelings and the emotions and the experiences and all those things that I may have had thoughts about that were like clouds in my world, clouding me from view, you could say, are not me. And when I got that difference that they're experiences, but they're not who I am, and I don't have to like mix myself up or misidentify myself or label myself by any of those things, I am not those experiences. I've had experiences and they've brilliantly brought me to right here and right now. And they've been such a gift, but they are not who I be. And so when I got that, when I got that I'm not any of those things, I'm beyond that. I'm this infinite space that's here to see and to play with all the clouds that come to play, whatever they are, and not take any of them seriously. Wow, what an immense sense of freedom and lightness and joy for me. And it wasn't an overnight thing. And sometimes I still fall in thinking that I'm, you know, a deep, dark cloud that's passing by. But I know I'm not. So when I just give myself that little space of possibilities, I begin to see something beyond that particular moment. I know it's all transient. And I have choice. I can choose what would I like to have as my future? What would I like to keep creating? I'm not that. If I know not this, if I don't mix myself up with this particular cloud, or even that the entire sky is just gray and looks quote-unquote dismal for some people, to me it's marvelous. you can see so many amazing textures in the gray and the white and the little thunderbolts that flicker past. It's glorious. I don't have to make it wrong, and I don't have to mix it up with me. And I know there's always another day, and the blue sky will shine.
And what you're talking about right here, Rachel, is not making any of it significant, is kind of the message that I was hearing in some of what you were saying. And that is one of the things I know for me, I certainly have done this, or I've seen other people do it as well, where we focus so much on something and we make it significant. It's like my little niece, when she was, I don't know, 4 or 5, you know, a little thing. I was at my sister's house and we were all outside and having a lovely time. And then my sister said, you know, it's time to go inside. And my niece literally threw herself on the ground and just started having this hissy fit, right? Just screaming and carrying on. And we were all just kind of watching her going, you know, talk about making something so significant. And it was the only thing in her world at that time. And she was, you know, full force drama, crying, everything. And I wonder how much we have all done that for at different points and times in our lives, where maybe it's not quite as significant as we have made it out to be.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And not only that, but when we make it so significant, we give it this formality, this form, this, you know, this structure, this meaning. We don't mean to ourselves with all the meanings that we put on stuff. And all it is something that moves and shifts and changes. And we are so busy trying to fix ourselves rather than knowing and trusting in ourselves and trusting in the universe and knowing that this too shall pass, and how much more ease can I choose? And that's where I love to go get my bars run. You know, whenever I'm, and if boy, oh boy, if you guys are listening to this program and you haven't had your bars run yet, you may choose to do that. It will change so much because it gives you that space of that clear blue sky. It gives you that space of the relaxation. It gives you that ease. It gives you that not being stuck in trying to understand and to figure out every single cloud and how significant it is and how much it has to mean. It can just keep moving. You know, that's been such a breath of fresh air for me every time I have my bars wrapped.
And would you mind telling everybody, in case somebody's listening and does not understand what we're talking about with the bars, what it is?
Gladly. There are 32 points on the head that when they're touched very gently, very lightly, and there's energy that's activated to run. We ask the energy to run, right? Nobody's plugging us into an electrical outlet. Literally, you begin to have all of the chatter that's in your head begin to dissipate. It's like a little mental detox. All your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your considerations, all this like stuff where you wind yourself up and tighter with all of the different thoughts and the stress and everything else, it just melts. I don't know where it goes. I don't care where it goes. In all honesty, I'm just so grateful to just go, oh, here I am again. Hi. And that is one of the best tools I've ever had for the space of relaxation, for being able to receive and to see even that there are possibilities in the world. And the future is, you know, winking at me and asking me to walk towards everything that it's whispering. I wouldn't be able to even hear the whispers if I'd keep having this chatter drowning out the possibilities. And when I have my bars run, when I you know, go to, in my case, thank goodness, even in quarantine, my husband can run my bars, my daughter can run my bars, and I run their bars. And we often do it with a movie night. We'll put on a movie, we run bars, and it's ease, and it's just, we're all refreshed, reset, detoxed, like happy people after mm-hmm. we have our bars run, even if we've been in lockdown since the middle of March. It's amazing what a gift this is. And there's going to be a global bars class. I think it's, correct me if I'm wrong, it's July 9th, I think.
It's July 9th. That is correct. Mm-hmm. July 9th.
And what a gift.
It is such a gift. And you can actually do that from the comfort of your own home. So if you've ever been curious, and if now is the time, you can go to accessconsciousness.com, and Brendan Watt, W-A-T-T, is facilitating the class. There are a lot of facilitators around the world who are also holding parties of possibilities where you might be able to go watch a bars class with some of them. You can invite a friend in and watch it with you or by yourself, you know, whatever. But it really is. We only do it once a year, and the rest of the time, you certainly can find a bars facilitator in your part of the world. There are well over 10,000 bars facilitators around the world, and the number is always growing. And literally millions of people have had their, what we call the term, get your bars run. We have, you know, over millions of people have had their bars run, and just, it's such a gift. And so if this is something that interests you at all, you can always go to accessconsciousness.com and type in access bars. You will find a practitioner or a facilitator near you. And there's literally people around the world running bars right now.
Where's the strangest place you've ever had your bars run, Betsy?
Oh, my goodness.
Since there's
no
formality.
Wow, what a
place. Yeah.
Wow. You know what? Probably actually in the car leaning back when I've been sitting in the front seat, and like I was facilitating actually the other day, and my friend was in town, and she's like, lean back, let me run your bars, because I had quite an intense intensity going on in my head. And it's kind of a weird feeling to be leaning back, driving forward, and having your bars run. But, you know, there's been all kinds of.
That's actually really
places.
Cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
It was great. And what about you?
Yeah, I'm in the swimming pool. And it's really cool to be floating in the water. And usually we'd be sitting by the steps or something and kind of supporting the person, or some of the bars, it was super easy to have the person partially floating. I loved when I did that. My head was just, it was like floating in a womb or something and having my bars run. It was amazing. But I'm happy with it. Seriously, I am such a bar slut. I'll do it on a yoga mat on the floor. I'll do it on the couch. I'll do it on the bed. I'll do it on a, you know, proper massage table. I'll do it pretty much anywhere. I've run my husband's bars at the office when he was working. I stood behind him and ran his bars. I've, wow. There's
touch
no
my
place
head.
That
I'm
I know.
Happy.
Yes.
I'm happy.
Yeah, literally. Ease, joy, and glory, baby.
Totally. Rachel, unfortunately, it is time to say goodbye to you. And thank you so much for being our guest today. What a pleasure.
It's been such a gift. Thank you so much, Betsy. And thank you, everybody. What else is possible now?
Exactly. What else is possible in choosing and creating for your future? Thank you so much. Be kind to yourself. Have a wonderful week. Rachel Silver, everyone.